You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Packers 17-10, the Eagles are 1-2. The spread is set at 4, the Packers plus 4, 10-11, and the Eagles minus 4 at 10-11. What's going on with the Packers? Trounced by the Redskins last week, and now they've lost 4 in a row to fall to 4-6 on the season, Gil. And they just can't get the opposing offense off the field at the moment, Gil, the Green Bay Packers.
It's exactly what I said on Monday on my show, and it's really true. I had the Packers against the Redskins last week, and I guess I didn't count on the fact that the Packers were going to be down to their third-string linebackers. I mean, it has just got to the point, and Chris Collinsworth, who does color for Monday Night Games, was making this point during the game. He's like, at some point, it just becomes a function of, do you even have the bodies to compete at an NFL level? And certainly at the end of that game last week, they did not. They could not get the Redskins off the field. It's funny because Aaron Rodgers and the offense kind of did their thing. It's sort of like the Cowboys yesterday against the Redskins, right? The Redskins' offense is tough to get off the field. But you can score on the Redskins as Aaron Rodgers did. And really, towards the end of that game, even with all that happened, the Packers were in backdoor push situation where if they had scored and gotten a two-point conversion, it would have been a three-point game. And then they ended up fumbling deep in Redskins territory, and the rest is history. But the Packers are so banged up. We've talked about how injuries are such a big deal. Both of these teams, the Packers and the Eagles, just riddled with injuries. You know, the Eagles' top running backs, Ryan Matthews and Darren Sproles, they were knocked out of the Seattle game last week. Sproles probably more likely to play than Matthews. Matthews is a knee injury for this game. So that's a big deal. That's a loss for the Eagles. They may have to rely on a rookie named Wendell Smallwood, or Wendell Smallwood, for all I know, because I've never said his name before, Dave. And then they've got Leotis McKelvin, one of their top corners in concussion protocol. So the Packers certainly can look at the Eagles and say, well, there's a team that's got a whole bunch of injuries as well. But, you know, at the end of that Washington game, back to the Packers, they had 7 starters out of that game towards the end of that game, including both of their starting corners and both of their starting inside linebackers. So, you know, that makes them move Clay Matthews from outside linebacker, where he's more comfortable, now back to inside linebacker, where he used to play. Injury is just such a big deal. And already they're banged up, are the Packers, in their secondary. So their secondary is already toast. So this is a game comes down to, can Carson Wentz and the Eagles perform at home as they've been performing all season at home, which is to say very well. Because even though the Eagles themselves have lost 5 of their last 7 games, you mentioned the Packers have lost 4 in a row. The Eagles have lost 5 of their last 7. But at home, the Eagles have been particularly good. They're 4-0 at home. They only allow 18.6 points per game in those 4 games, total of 38 points. So small sample size, but certainly at home they've been a good football team. And you would think that they could have a lot of success against the depleted Packers team here, even though they themselves are depleted. But it's Aaron Rodgers, Dave. And just like with last week against the Redskins, Aaron Rodgers will not be held down. So unless the Eagles can score on offense, Packers are a live dog here as well, even as bad as they looked last week.
I look at those teams they've beaten at home as well, Gil. They've beaten Cleveland, which everyone's beaten Cleveland, but they've beaten Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Atlanta. 3 very solid teams, and maybe 3 teams that at this moment in time are slightly better than the Green Bay Packers as well. And I don't know if you're a Packers player, you've lost 4 straight games on the road. First time that's happened since 2008. You've made reference to all the injuries they've got within the franchise. How do they get up for this game, knowing that I think right now they've only got an 8% chance of making the playoff skill? It's tough for them.
It is tough. You know, we talked earlier about that Cardinals-Falcons matchup, how both in the case of the Cardinals and the Falcons, certainly in the case of the Cardinals, do or die. They lose that game and there's pretty much your season, right? And even in the Falcons case, you're like, well, if they lose 6-5 and the ghosts of last year sort of creep into their minds. Well, this is clearly a game. Green Bay's 4-6, Philadelphia's 5-5. Philadelphia 5-5 and in last place in the NFC East. That's a tough division to be 5-5. Remember, we talked about the Steelers going into yesterday being 5-5 and being in the top, tied for the lead in their division. So Eagles are in a rough division. Basically, if Green Bay and the Eagles are looking at this game this is it. If you lose here, your season is pretty much done in both cases, if it's not already. So you got to win to keep any hope alive. And Aaron Rodgers has said this week, Dave, he goes, I could see us running the table, meaning winning all the rest of their games. And you sort of giggle at that, but then you're like, well, it's Aaron Rodgers. I'm not going to argue with him. He still might be the single best quarterback in the NFL. He really might be, even in a season where he's missed a lot of passes that he doesn't normally miss. But again, a lot of that is, I sort of blame the Packers front office. They didn't, you know, manage their backfield well. Aaron Rodgers has been playing with a converted wideout, Ty Montgomery, in the backfield for most of the season. And Randall Cobb's been banged up. The personnel hasn't been there for Aaron Rodgers. And yet, again, they scored all those points against the Redskins last week and still were in a position to be competitive at the end, even though the fumble sort of made it on the scoreboard look cosmetically like a blowout. So it's a tough game to call here, too, because you can see the Eagles being as good as they've been at home and running away with it. On the other hand, there's Aaron Rodgers. By the way, Carson Wentz, you know, we talk about small sample size. First four games this season, he was great, right? 7 touchdowns, 1 pick, 103.5 passer rating. Well, in the last 6 games, he's been a rookie quarterback, 72.3 passer rating, 4 touchdowns against 6 picks. So it's a tough game to call. I know it's very easy to look at the Packers on Monday night and say, man, are they terrible? But you never know with Aaron Rodgers.
Are you leaning towards taking the points then with the Packers plus 4 at 10-11, Gil?
I think this is the quintessential game where if it was on a Sunday, Dave, I would never touch this game. I would never touch it. But it's a primetime game, and if you're asking me for what lean would be, I'll take the Eagles in a slightest of lean.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.